The following recording is copyright 2014, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
No doctor wants to lose any of his patients, and so he will sit down, or she will sit down, especially with the more problematic patients, and try to persuade them to quit smoking or to lose weight, stop engaging in risky behavior before it's too late. In extreme cases, he or she may even try to enlist the help of the larger family. For instance, if an intervention is needed in order to convince the patient of the need for treatment for alcoholism, or if the patient seems to be confused. But you know, beyond a certain point, the doctor's hands are tied. For instance, an uncooperative patient must be released from a residential treatment center for reasons of maximum medical benefit when it becomes clear that due to his resistance to treatment, no further progress can be expected. But even then, the door to the doctor's office remains open. And with such a patient, the story probably isn't over yet. Today's gospel follows a series of passages in which Jesus makes it clear that he doesn't want to lose anyone. Not the most insignificant person, not the worst sinner. Children may not have any weight in society, but unless we become like children, we will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Don't write off that troublesome black sheep. Leave the other 99 and go in search of the one who otherwise would be lost. And by the way, in doing so, you also inspire those who are weak and vulnerable among those 99 who have not yet strayed. This is very important because all of us are tempted to stray, and because sin will cause us to be lost. This is very important. So cut off your hands and gouge out your eyes if by keeping them you're headed for hell. In other words, Jesus is saying that no matter what the source of the problem, do whatever is necessary to save yourself and others. And by the way, for any surgeons that are here, Jesus is using hyperbole when he talks about amputations. His point is the consequences of a spiritually unhealthy lifestyle are more serious even than losing eyes or hands. And so we must stop engaging in spiritually risky behavior before it's too late. And that sets the scene for today's gospel regarding our responsibility when we do see someone ruining their life. Just like dealing with a difficult patient, we should first confront that person privately and only enlist the help of others when absolutely necessary. But when necessary, to do so. In the case of fraternal correction, the next step, therefore, if private conversation is not getting anywhere, is to involve a couple of witnesses. And that's specified already in the Old Testament. And then failing that, involve a larger group of people, and ultimately the entire community. But even when the offender will not listen to the entire community, all is still not lost. Because Jesus said we should then treat him like a Gentile or a tax collector. And we all remember how Jesus treated Gentiles and tax collectors with mercy. But for the grace of God, there go I. And to proceed with fraternal correction, the first step is prayer. Prayer, first of all, to purify our own hearts as we approach the situation. And then private prayer while we deal with the matter privately. And then when the matter becomes more publicly known, involve the community in prayer once it's become public knowledge. Because it is in the community that Jesus makes himself present to guide us in delicate matters of this sort. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Why do I bring this up today with this group? Well, what Jesus is talking about is true not only in dealing with individuals who have gone astray, but also with institutions that have gone astray. Most of you recall the step-by-step approach we took in addressing the proposal to sell the Catholic Hospital in Hot Springs to a for-profit secular healthcare system with predictably disastrous effects for the poor and for the local community and for Catholic morality. And as we well know, there are many more and even greater challenges ahead of us in the healthcare field going forward and in dealing with institutions going forward. So let's keep Jesus' teaching in mind every step of the way. First of all, that Jesus does not want to lose anyone. So we should not write off anyone or any institution. Secondly, we are responsible for intervening when we see that a person or an institution has gone astray. It would be cowardly. It'd be neglecting our responsibility to stay quiet and just let it happen. We should sit down and try to persuade them to make the necessary changes before it's too late. And we should do so patiently, step by step, not get angry. And the first of those steps is prayer. Indeed, it is through ongoing prayer that Jesus will guide us through the whole process of dealing with such problems and lead us to a resolution that may well be unexpected, but truly worthy of him.